It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Monte. Egyptian police in riot gear tried to shut the border with the Gaza Strip today. This is the border that was blown open by explosives, knocking a wall down earlier this week. The effort to shut that border didn't work. Palestinian militants in bulldozers have smashed new holes in the chain and concrete fence. Crowds of Palestinians cheered as that fence collapsed, and now they're pushing across once again into Egypt. This is a scene much like the one 3 days ago when militants first struck and tens of thousands of residents crossed over to stock up on supplies. The destruction of the wall was a big political victory for Hamas, the Islamist group that governs the Gaza Strip. But the triumph may be short, as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Gaza.
Hamas worked quickly to take advantage of the euphoria over the border opening. Thursday afternoon, Hamas militiamen helped shepherd into Gaza huge truckloads of Egyptian sugar and cement, items that had become expensive and scarce here in recent months. How they ever really closed the border, Mahmoud Abu Nejim asks, adding, more than half the population of Gaza is already in Egypt. The portly Gaza truck driver is only mildly exaggerating. His big flatbed truck is loaded down with new Egyptian furniture he'll sell in Gaza.
We loved it. We hope this is the end of the siege. But we don't like to be a part of Egypt. We want to be independent.
With perhaps overstated optimism, Hamas political figures here call the temporarily open border the beginning of the end of Gaza's isolation.
Actually, it's more than just looking for medical or food supplies. It's something like a sense of relief, sense of freedom.
Ahmed Youssef is a senior Hamas official and the political advisor to Hamas's Gaza leader, Ismail Haniyeh. Youssef predicts the toppled border wall will create a new political dynamic for Gaza and serve as a potent blow to Israeli and American policy.
The first step to lift the embargo. And the failure for Olmert Bush policy, actually, to break the will of the Palestinian people. It's like a moral victory for, not just for the Palestinian, for even for Hamas, the movement, the government, that they stood fast.
Youssef says Hamas now hopes to hold talks with Egypt on a new arrangement for controlling the southern border, and he says to open a new dialogue with the West Bank Palestinian leadership that Hamas violently ousted from Gaza last summer.
Once we start talking about solving the passage with Egypt issue, it's going to be open the door for the rest of the issues.
But so far, the West Bank leadership has been icy cold to any rapprochement with Hamas. The border breach gives Israel an opportunity, as one official said, to really disengage from Gaza and let Egypt take responsibility. But it also badly weakens Israel's attempt to isolate Hamas and pressure militants into halting rocket fire into Israel. The temporarily opened border is likely to provide Hamas political cover and renewed strength, but it does nothing to ease Gaza's deeper woes. Gaza's economy and infrastructure are in shambles. The lone power plant, which was built to supply almost half of Gaza's needs, today is running at two-thirds capacity. Sami Al-Abadla, the plant's chief engineer, says if Gaza's power woes continue, residents will again face the ripple effect as water and sewage pumps break down due to the lack of power.
We're talking about major issues affecting the people's life. When the sewage flooded through the Gaza, some of the Gaza streets, this is a big problem. And some people, I know that sometimes they spend 2 days without electricity and they spend 2 days without water. And these things, they cannot be available when you are opening the border with Egypt.
Abadla warns that unless regular full shipments of industrial fuel resume, the power plant could shut down completely this Sunday for the second time in a week. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Gaza.